My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. It's time again. Today's health update. I am Roy Williams, often called the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. And, you know, once again, I just want to start out by telling all of you who choose to listen to today's health update how thankful I am. We're a starving nation, and I don't just mean starving for food. We're starving for the truth. You get so little truth in anything anymore that it's actually embarrassing for a nation as great as America is, as much as God has blessed us. It's amazing how much false information's out there. Let me start out today's show by saying this. One of the biggest problems with the modern-day sick care system, and I didn't accidentally say sick care system, that's what we have today. If you're dependent on the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, you're involved in a sick care system. Remember that. They're not into healing anymore. They are dependent upon you being sick. And even the information they give you, for instance, how you should eat, what you should drink, what's good for you and what's bad for you, it's pretty well opposite. Because if they give you the truth and you stay healthy, you don't see them anymore. I mean, if you're like me, I had a doctor one time ask me how long it been since I've been to a doctor. And I said, 34 years. And he said, you ain't been sick? And I said, well, yeah, I've been sick. But I said, I got over it. So think about that. So one of the biggest problems with the modern day sick care system is that it's been compartmentalized into so many different specialties that the right hand no longer knows what the left hand is doing. As a result, the average patient may be sent to 3 or 4 specialists trying to identify which drug plan or surgery is best for them. Most people that are experiencing this end up spending most of their time and money going to doctor's appointments, getting prescriptions, getting those prescriptions filled, and trying to adjust to the side effects of the drugs they're taking. The drug industry has taken complete control of the entire medical profession, including the educational systems for nurses, doctors, and even the rehab centers. Each specialist has strict guidelines that they must comply with, or they stand a chance of losing their right to practice medicine. It is almost impossible to have a real medical relationship with a doctor anymore. In many cases, the patient feels as if they have been left in the dark, not knowing what is best, what's the best choices they should make. I mean, I have people all the time tell me, I go see the doctor and I get to spend a minute and a half with him or her. And then they turn them back over to the nurses and stuff like that. So if you can relate to what I'm talking about today, then today's show may be just what the doctor ordered. No pun intended, okay? One thing I know for sure, and I believe you will understand from this show, is that your body knows what is going on inside of you and outside of you. And if you learn to listen, it can help you become whole again, healthy again. Excuse me. After all, your body was designed by God to maintain health. And if we supply our bodies with the right nutrients, it will not only become healthy, it is fully capable of maintaining great health throughout your entire life. With that said, I've got a guest. It's first time on the show today. I want to welcome her. Her name is Alisa Brown. She holds a BS in physiology with cardiac rehab focus. She's been helping people regain and take control of their health for 20 years. She likes to partner with local businesses like ours, you know, in H Syrup Shopping, Killing Herbs and More in Athens, and nutritional health care. She does that to better serve the community and support the business in the businesses in small towns, especially in small towns around Alabama, Middle Tennessee. And she does that with a really unique system that I've talked about on this show before, a better way to find out what's going on inside the human body and where you're out of balance. Is called electrodermal screening. It is fast becoming the most comprehensive way to evaluate what is happening in the body and actually find the root causes of dysfunction. Alicia, it's great to have you on today's Health Update.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate so much the opportunity to get to talk with you today and to share with the folks around North Alabama and there in Tennessee across the border. And I agree with Roy 100%. You know, I graduated from a state university, and one of our basic premises was if you give the body what it needs, it will heal itself.
Absolutely.
God designed it to heal itself. So I agree with Roy 100%, and it's wonderful to have local businesses that we can partner together to help all you folks out there who are looking for a better way to get your energy back, to get your stamina back, to get your mental focus back, to get your memory working better again. So I appreciate so much the opportunity to talk with Roy today and to share with you all what we can do to help you.
Awesome. You know, Lisa, no one today is being taught how to listen to their bodies. And the result is a complete citizenship that is totally dependent on the medical profession. I've never seen nothing like it in my lifetime.
That's right. I agree. And of course, with a cardiac rehab focus, I have the experience working in a hospital setting and with cardiac patients, obviously, and so many patients would get bogged down. They come in for their exercise session. They're bogged down. I'm so tired and I can't play golf and I can't do laundry. And I would always have to say, you need to call the doctor's office and get them to look at the medications you're taking and the interactions that those may have, because the doctors just don't have time to stop and look at those things. And as Roy has already mentioned, the system is really not designed to make us well. It is designed to make us dependent on those medications, and with great side effects, usually, like those I just mentioned.
Right.
And certainly every other time that was advice was followed, a medication would have to be changed or removed. And when that was done, the patients began to feel a little better. But I got very frustrated, as even did the nurses that I worked with and the respiratory therapist. It was a cardiopulmonary rehab. Because we saw people get bogged down so much with the medications, and all of us in that particular group were very health conscious. Take your health back. Let's feel better. Let's get you where you can function and enjoy life, not just try to survive.
Right. Well, you know, Lisa, what most people don't know is that thanks to modern technology that allows us to actually communicate with our own bodies, people don't realize that. Nobody's being taught that electrodermal screening will, you know what I love about what Elisa does, y'all, is she works with my body and she allows my body to tell her and me not only what I may be missing. Let's say I'm missing, I know I'm not getting enough vitamin C, for instance. This testing knows that. They can't tell that with a modern-day blood test. It can tell me if I'm inflamed or not. Now, modern-day blood tests can tell you what your CRP levels are, C-reactive protein. That's how much inflammation's in your body. But it cannot tell you what to do about it because they don't know. So, Elisa, kind of explain in the best way you can to the audience what your system does and what you help people with.
Okay, sure. So the system is a $10,000 unit when I bought it. They're now $12,000 units that are very specific for each person, and it gives us the root issues underneath whatever symptoms are manifesting in the client as they're sitting there. So we're not just getting the symptoms, and most of you already know what your symptoms are, but we want to know what is the root issue underneath that, so that we can treat at the root level, not at the symptom level where the medications treat. They treat at the symptom level. They don't treat at the root level. So the system will scan for everything that's happening in the body. It will pick up on the symptoms that are there. It will then give us the root issues underneath that. It will tell us which exact products, again, very specific for each person, which products will address the root issues and help those issues to begin to heal. It even gives us very specific information that most people might not think about being part of the health picture, but it is vertebrae that are out of alignment, teeth that are affected. It's very specific about hormones, amino acid deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, hereditary things even show up. So we did know, are we dealing with something that is coming from the family line, but still gives us root issues. And then we, Roy and I, in this case, will partner together to make sure that the client gets exactly what they need to begin the road to healing, or if they're already in the healing process, to go to the next level with that. The machine will then, we can test the products themselves on the machine for the client, one product at a time. So you go away with exactly what you need to take care of that issue.
Right, and you know exactly how much of that, that you need. For instance, me, I'm a 200-pound man in really good shape and have almost no medical issues at all. I may need, let's say, and I'm going to use something simple that everybody understands, vitamin C. I may need 3,000 milligrams a day. But if you're a 200-pound diabetic, you may need 6,000 or 7,000. And what I love about the electrodermal screening is it don't leave any questions about it. It tells you how much you're going to have to consume. Now, that doesn't mean that in 3 weeks or 3 months you can cut way back on that, because you get your reserves built back up, you get your, right. you know. So that's the beautiful thing about, you know, Elisa, I can tell everybody this. I have more faith in what you do than I do anything the medical profession does.
Yes, I agree. That's why I do what I do.
Right. And they don't want people to know about it. And you know what's sad is, even though what you are doing and what your testing does is opens our eyes, gives us the insight we need. For instance, let's say somebody comes to us and they're saying, man, I've got an irregular heartbeat. I can feel it. Because that is something you can tell. Well, it would definitely identify that, but Elisa, it could even tell you if it's a leaky valve or something, couldn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So what about, have you dealt with a lot of diabetes?
Oh, yes. Diabetes is an epidemic in this
Absolutely.
Country. Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize that if you are a diabetic, you're automatically a cardiac patient.
That's right.
They go hand in hand. You know, diabetes will affect the cardiovascular system. There isn't any way around that. But we're seeing such an epidemic of diabetes in this country. Absolutely.
Well,
so we've lived with a lot of diabetics, yes.
And, you know, like, for instance, let's say that you know you're diabetic. Your doctor told you you're either pre-diabetic or diabetic, and we find out that you are insulin resistant. Which what that means is you're producing enough insulin. It's just not getting into the receptor sites. Mm-hmm. Well, Elisa, we could test them with something like berberine. And it would tell them not only if that would be a match for them, means in other words, right for them, allergic reactions or anything, but it also tells us the dosing that they would have to take to get it under control.
That's correct.
So,
and you know, Roy, for example, I checked a friend of mine about 10 years ago. His wife said to me, you know, I really want you to test Mark because his dad had terrible diabetes. And his mom worked so very hard to make sure he ate what he was supposed to and did all the right things. She was an RN and a very healthy RN. But it was just a severe, severe case of diabetes, and she didn't want her husband to have to deal with that. Well, you know what? It was the simplest fix for him. He just needed pancreatic enzymes.
Wow.
That's it.
And that was...
And that put him in a position to never have to deal with the diabetes. He didn't even have to go there.
And all the medical profession would have done was put him on pre-diabetes drugs that don't solve that problem.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes.
I hate to say it this way, but to some degree, we live in an insane world because this technology's been around for how long now?
Oh, decades.
That's what I thought. And yet it's not being used at any level that most people don't even know what we mean when we say electrodermal screening. They have no clue what that means.
That's right.
You know, I explained it one time this way, Elisa. Tell me if I'm explaining it right. Let's say you got an infection in your body. It's low grade, so you don't have a fever. You don't know you got an infection, but you got an infection. Not only would the electrodermal screening tell you have an infection, it would even identify what type of bacteria or germ or whatever's causing the infection, correct?
Yes, that is correct. That's right.
And
that was happening 50 years ago. You know, they were isolating these frequencies and naming, being able to name them. We're literally talking about, you know, the 40s and 50s is when the biophysicists and biochemists started being really effective with this technology. But as you said, many people don't even know what electrodermal screening is.
Right. Well, seeing what something they don't know is, you said something that just triggered in my brain something we need to tell the audience. You said frequencies. What you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, is everything on Earth, I mean everything, every mineral, every vitamin, every bacteria, every germ, everything has a frequency. And they have identified those things. So now when she tests you, if you have a frequency for, let's say, some kind of bacteria, let's say staph infection, not only would it tell you you got infection, it would tell you got a staph infection, and it would tell you what was needed to be taken, to help your body overcome it. Now, remember, we don't diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. That's not what we're all about. We're with understanding what's going on in your body and in helping your body have the raw materials it needs to support your health and to support the healing process.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Tell us some more clients you've worked with that kind of people's mouths would drop open if they found out it was that simple. That was a good story.
Well, I have a nurse that I'm working with in one of our North Alabama towns here, and she said to me, I said, how are you feeling today? She's retired from her nursing. She works at a thrift store that I like to go to. And she said, I am in so much pain and I have so much neuropathy in my ankles and feet. So I suggested to her that B12 at 10,000 milligrams a day would be very helpful for her neuropathy. Well, I didn't see her for about a month. And a month later, she said, oh my gosh, I've been looking and looking for you to come again. She said, I feel so much better. So I told her about what I do. I said, if you want to know more about, because her energy still wasn't up, but the neuropathy had gotten much better. And she was so interested when I told her about it. And she said, oh, I would love to do that. Well, long story short, we've taken the issues that she had, treated them at the root, and now one month later, she said, I am down from a 3X to a 1X, and I am so proud of myself. She said, Mount not sound like much. And I said, it's huge.
Yes, it is.
She said, I feel so much better. I have energy. She said, I just can't even tell you. I have so much more energy and stamina. She said, even my husband, who never says things like this, says, I'm really proud of you.
Right. Well, I'll tell you something I've always suggested people get electrodermal screening for is autoimmune disorders.
Yes.
And the reason I do that is because a doctor can identify that you've got an autoimmune, but a lot of times they have no idea which one it is without, you know, more and more testing. Well, you can identify that very easily. Average time a client would spend with you if they booked an appointment?
The average time, the first appointment is would be an hour and a half. Hour and a half it would take us to do. The testing does not take that long, but we do the testing. We go through all the items very carefully. Each item will actually have a note at the bottom of the page. It's very specific to that client. We'll go through a set of three scans that comprise the whole comprehensive test. And then we'll talk to Roy about bringing the products in to test for those things. So we go through testing the products. So it does take us a good hour and a half to do that scan the first time. Now, if you've done the electrodermal screening before, you know a little bit about what, but you may not have had the opportunity to work with someone who is actually testing the products for you. And that's huge, because as Roy's already said, you go away with exactly what your body needs to put you on the path to healing, and you will see results, big results.
Everybody does. That's another thing that blows my mind. I've gone to one, you know, Steve, who does electrodermal screening in this area also, but he and I've worked together, and it was amazing. The first time I ever sat down with him, and I didn't tell him nothing, because I'm going to be honest with you, Lisa, I didn't believe it. I thought, if that was real, everybody'd be using it. What are you talking about? It'd be all over TV. No, it wouldn't. I now understand, no, it won't. They don't want you to know about these things. But he was testing me, and he says, well, what age were you when you had hepatitis? And I says, how in the world do you know I had hepatitis? Y'all, I was 4 years old.
Wow.
All I remember about having it, I got it from a water supply. All I can remember about having it was I was so weak, I was crawling from room to room.
Wow.
And my parents didn't think I was going to live. And the doctor back then, the medical doctor, actually come to our house to see and check on me. But I got over it, obviously, and but it was interesting that do you often find things that people don't realize is going on?
Oh, absolutely. And like you just mentioned, things that have been there since childhood that they may have been told, like you may have been told that you had hepatitis when you
were young. I was told, yeah.
And I get the same response. How does it know that?
Right. Well, your body knows everything, right?
It does. It absolutely does, yes. And those childhood illnesses will show up sometimes. And what that tells us is, and as a physiologist, I know this, often things in the body, especially if they've been treated, as you've already indicated, Roy, with their traditional medicine,
right,
they're not really getting rid of them. They stay in our bodies.
Oh, yeah. I can't give blood. I can't give blood because I've had hepatitis.
There you go. And one familiar one probably to all the audience who's listening is most people have had chickenpox.
Right.
But if you're 50 or 60 years old and you get shingles, well, guess what? It's that same virus.
That's right.
And it's been in the body all that time, and it may have been completely dormant and not affecting you, but that big area of your life where the stress grows and grows and grows until it brings that thing out again, activates that virus, that herpes zoster virus, and there's the shingles, which is very painful, as I'm sure all of you've heard and some of you have experienced. So yeah, the machine does pick up everything. It will, Roy, even pick up, as you already know, but most of the people listening may not know, it will also pick up big emotional things that are impacting the health. And I often get that reaction. You know, there'll be emotional thing. It will give very specific characteristics at the bottom, and I'll read them to the client and then say, now, does any of that sound like you? They'll say, how does it know that?
Yeah. It only knows what you know, and your body knows everything.
Right.
You know, just give, let's tell you, let me say it this way, ladies and gentlemen. There are things that God put out there for us.
Yes.
And every vibration out there, every frequency out there, God knows all of those. Your body experiences those things, and it's recorded. It's there for the testing. It's imperative that you start to understand that if you're going to be dependent on the medical profession, you're going to end up in and out of doctor's offices, in and out of hospitals, and at the end of your days, all that money you saved that you wanted your children or your grandchildren to inherit is going to go to the medical profession if they have their way.
Yes.
And that's how they work. That's how they operate. They're all about money. We're all about helping people. Elisa's like I am. If I can help you feel better, have more energy, more vitality, enjoy life more, avoid medications, avoid going to doctors, avoid being sick, you're going to talk to other people and you're going to tell them, well, you need to have this done. So right. if y'all are listening to me and you're sick and tired of going to the doctor's offices, being put on another medication every time you go, having to see three or four different specialists, like for heart disease, a different one for diabetes, a different one for circulation, a different one for, it just goes on and on. If you're tired of that and tired of them guessing at what you need and the amount you need, and by the way, remember, prescriptions, they write prescriptions. The definition of prescription is permission to poison. It is toxic. If it were not poison, they would not have to write. A doctor would not have to sign off on how much of it you're allowed to take. What's beautiful, right. What's beautiful about what Elisa and I do is we put you on nutritional supplements and tinctures and things that give your body the ability to simply use what God made so your body can heal itself. Well, tell people how to contact you to book an appointment here at Herbs and More in Athens or one of our other shops, and just give them your information so they'll know how to contact you.
Sure. So we set up days that we test in the different shops, and we actually have one scheduled now already for Herbs and More there for April 1st. And so you can contact the shop. Either you come in or you call the shop and let them know that you're interested. They can give you my phone number if you would like to contact me personally, or they can, Abby, the manager there, can set you up with an appointment. So we're trying to make it as easy as we can for you to do that. So come in the store, call me, however you want to do it, and we'll get you set up for an appointment.
Well, real quick, remember, it takes about an hour and a half. The second thing is insurance does not cover this.
Right.
Tell them what the cost is going to be.
Okay, so the first scan is an hour and a half scan. When I say the first scan, some people will want to come back for a checkup later. And some people say, well, how many scans do you do? It depends on the person, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people may come one time. Some people may come several times. Some people want to come once a year or twice a year, just regardless. So it's $195 for that first scan. Should you do a return scan, that is $135, and that's an hour scan.
All right. And, compared to most doctor's visits and everything, that's inexpensive compared to them. I know a lot of you got good insurance, though, that pays for a lot of that stuff, and I understand it. But it's time to get down to the nuts and bolts of everything and to the root causes. Well, I've got 15 seconds left. I want to say, Elisa, thank you for coming on. Let's do this again in a couple of weeks, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, Roy.
You bet. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, this year we're magnifying the Lord. Until next time, may God bless us with abundant health.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs and More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs and More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.